KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Floyd Chivambu is the Secretary General of the Umkhonto weSizwe Party. The organization announced his appointment in a statement a short while ago after Sifiso Maseko resigned from the position last week. He's returning to his full-time job as Chief Director for Infrastructure at Gauteng Health. The former EFF Deputy President left the Red Berets to join Jacob Zuma's political party in August. The MKP says Chivambu's appointment, which follows consultations between Zuma and national officials, is effective immediately. The party says it will make an announcement on the candidate stepping into Chivambu's previous role of national organizer. The Vice-Chancellor of Mangosuthu University of Technology has vowed to strengthen the institution's financial muscle. Professor Nokutula Sabia, the first woman to hold a position at the MUT, has reflected on her 100 days since taking office in August. Speaking to Newswatch, she said the Durban University faced an uphill battle in the management of its finances.
I must indicate that it's not a secret that I have inherited an institution facing financial challenges. These combined with other economic challenges such as high graduate unemployment and increasing student debt, which is very worrying. And this challenge is one that requires very special attention. And I am committed to seeking funding and partnerships to establish centers of excellence at MUT, as well as other means to improve the university's financial position.
And Durban Chamber of Commerce President Prasheen Maraj says they're willing to work with all spheres of government to develop incentives and other ways to attract business back to the city. Maraj has been commenting on a recent deal to rehabilitate unused buildings in eThekwini. The city and the Public Works Department last week signed a memorandum of understanding to release at least 50 problematic buildings for repurposing. Maraj says a strong partnership with the private sector is needed.
As of nice business, we believe that we can restore and repurpose abandoned buildings and ensure that the buildings comply with safety regulations, foster collaboration for urban development strategies, support sustainable urban regeneration and socio-economic development.
Mike Sutcliffe, eThekwini's former municipal manager, has praised the move, saying it will also be beneficial to the public, particularly the homeless and victims of gender-based violence.
There are big investments coming into the city. There's a whole lot of development that the city over the next few years will be encountering. And these are very important because it's saying, let's start with 40 or 50 of these buildings. So you might find some of them are going to house the homeless people. We've got vulnerable people. We've got women who, in fact, in terms of GBV, who need shelter.
A recap of our lead story, Floyd Chivambu has been appointed the Secretary General of the Umkhonto weSizwe Party. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.